Hello, I'm Dave Cedillo.
And hello, I'm Danny Williams. And welcome to the show.
The big show.
Dr. Sleepwalk and Captain Buzzbot to replay locomotive. Motive, 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 motive.
Just real quick, I have to ask you a question. Now, being a child of the 80s.
Teenager.
Being a teenager of the 80s.
Yeah.
Growing up basically in that time period, or at least getting a lot of influence in that time period. Cindy Lauper, you had mentioned Cindy before. You were Cindy.
Yes, because I know you share a love.
I do have a love
Cindy
for
Cindy Lauper's music and Cindy Lauper herself.
Now, here's the thing: Cindy Lauper, by nature, if you just saw Cindy Lauper on the street
today, or like
then
in 1982,
anytime.
Okay.
If just Cindy Lauper was not Cindy Lauper, and Cindy Lauper was just the lady down the street who you ran into at Price Chopper, just based on the way that she looks, you would not say that Cindy Lauper is an attractive woman.
Right.
But there is a big but. Not Cindy Lauper's
not
big butt.
Butt.
As far as I know. I mean, in her older age, who knows? But it's neither here nor there. But the issue is that Cindy Lauper is sexy.
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say that before.
Am I the only one here?
I don't know if I would use the word sexy.
Okay.
I'm sorry, man.
Do you think there's some sort of sex appeal to her? I mean, she's confident. She's spunky. You know what I mean? She's weird. Maybe that's just me. Maybe it's just because she's weird and
the,
I like that.
The weirdness appeals to you?
Yeah, she's just off her own little world. Her voice is pretty unique. She's confident. She's a talented musician. I can
see where that would be. Yeah, that would be a good definition of sexy for someone. It feels weird to be saying this, knowing that I can, you know, I'm not scared Jenny's going to hear it or anything like that, but, or maybe I am.
To my fiance, I apologize in advance, or not even in advance. I apologize after the fact. I should have apologized in advance.
Dave,
I apologize.
Part of this in where I said Cindy Lauper was sexy.
I mean, same time period. I mean, Cindy Lauper is not Debbie Harry.
Right.
She's not that sexy.
There's a different appeal with Debbie Harry.
Right. I mean, there has to be a distinction made there. Debbie is.
She was intimidating.
She I could tell. I mean, you just look. I mean, you look at like just the LP covers for Blondie albums. You're like,
right.
There's no way I could ever have a conversation with that woman. She's too much. Yeah.
I'd say
with Debbie, you wing it.
Yeah, you definitely. Yeah, I'm a different person now than I was in 1982. I mean, there's some things that have stayed the same, but there's a lot of confidence that I have now that I did not have then,
mm-hmm.
like a lot of young men, and my tastes have changed. There's music from that era that I like a lot better now that I didn't care for then. For whatever reason, I could not get into The Clash when I was a teenager. Perhaps because they did not get as much airplay and it was just something that was just so foreign to me. Whereas now, it's like I could listen to The Clash all day. I think I've got London Calling and Combat Rock in my possession. Combat Rock more so because it has Should I Stay or Should I Go, which was really the only Clash song I ever heard on the radio back then.
Yeah.
Everything else was not radio friendly, according to, you know, the powers that be. Woo!
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease.
It's kind of a bummer because most of the bands that I liked during when I was at the same age were not bands that were out. They weren't, you know, age specific. It wasn't bands that were popular at that time. It was the bands that I should and would have liked had I had been born 20 years before.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you eventually get into Joe Strummer?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you ever go down that route?
Yeah. Probably because by the time he died, the internet stations I was listening to at the time were playing his latest work with the Mescaleros.
Uh-huh.
And when I heard Coma Girl, yeah, I just thought that was great. And I love his vocals anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I got real dizzy with a real rockin' guy. And then I saw the Coma Girl on the Excitement Gang. And the rain came in from the wide blue yonder. Through all the stages I wander. The Coma Girl on the Excitement Gang.
I originally got into some Joe Strummer stuff. You know, I was really into watching skate videos. You know, skateboard all day and watch skate videos at night. And like,
was there a channel for that?
No, I would just go to skate shops and I'd buy up their DVDs.
Oh, wow.
And I would just go back to my room and just, you know, those old skate videos, anywhere from like the old 4-in-1s from like the early 90s that I got my hands on to just, you know, girl videos and et cetera, et cetera. Just the one thing that really stands out of those videos is the soundtracks. There's a lot of really good music. That's how I discovered a lot of music that I'd never heard. And that's how I discovered Joe Strummer is I heard this song on a skate video soundtrack. And I was like, this is just, I think it was Bindi Boggy, whatever that song is. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Well, it doesn't really matter. The song just stayed with me. And I was like, what is this? And I got really into Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, and then found out probably like 5, maybe even 6 years later that
he was dead.
That he was dead. And it was just like, okay, that's a bummer. And I mean, and it was just like, well, because, and that's the thing is like when you're a younger guy and you get into bands and they're new to you, you just assume that, okay, well, they're still around and
I'll
have a chance to get more of this and see them live. And that's just not the case, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't know if this is true to you, but what I've noticed now is that bands like Zeppelin and Floyd and The Doors and, you know, CCR, like bands that I started listening to because my dad listened to a lot of music of that time period. It was more music from his day, you know. And so I listened to a lot of it from a very early age. And so when I was 16 and 17, you know, I listened to those bands and I, you know, wore the shirts and I talked about those bands as though, you know, they were like the latest, coolest thing, and like they were my band, and like, you know, like it was this incredibly indie thing to do. And then, but I've noticed that even now, like, I'm a little bit older now. I'll see a 17-year-old kid, and he'll be wearing like I saw a 17-year-old kid wearing a Led Zeppelin shirt, and I looked at him, and
how dare you?
Like, all of a sudden, like I have this like sense of entitlement, like you'll not, man, you're too young to understand Zeppelin. You don't know anything. Like, you're just a kid. They're not even around anymore. When like when I was listening to them, it was the same thing because I was 30 years too late.
Yeah.
But it's just like I put on this hat of like these kids. Like, oh, they think they understand. They don't know anything about Jim Morrison. They don't appreciate.
How could they?
They're just kids. They're just way out of their time period. Where it's just like, it was out of yours. Like, what? I don't know if you've ever.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, maybe not so much now. I'll go ahead and tell the listeners how old I am. I'm 44 years old. Thank you very much. And I feel like I'm a little bit more forgiving now than I was when I was 20-something or 30-something about people getting into things. The only time I get, like, you don't know what you're talking about is when someone doesn't know what they're talking about. It's like, I'm sorry, but it's just, you want me to play back the tape? And yeah, you really don't know what you're talking about. So they're probably going to play back this podcast and say the same thing about me. I don't know, but it's fun doing this.
Well, I mean, we've tapped it.
I think we have.
We covered some good stuff.
I think we have. So
wide spectrum.
Thanks for listening, and we'll do this again. I'm Dave.
I'm Danny.
We'll see you later.
Go, go.